We've been seeing each other for a few months, though she didn't know it at first. We've been out all afternoon and evening and are coming back after dark, westbound on the parkway and turning left onto a neighborhood street near her house. She doesn't drive after she flies. She has me behind the wheel of her middle-aged GMC pickup with a basket and balloon and other gear in the back. "That's my alley on the right," she says. "Swing left so you can turn in and miss the stone wall. An important turn," I'm thinking. "That's it. Really narrow alley. I don't know how the garbage trucks get through here." I say I used to drive a garbage truck, not full-time, as a substitute, in training, sort of. Would have done it full-time if I'd stayed. "This is really narrow," she says. "They back my moving truck all the way down here to my garage. When you get up by the garage, go to the right just past it so we're up on the grass, almost into the bushes. That's it. Now back up and swing over so we start to line up. As you come back, get as close to the telephone pole as you can without hitting it. Then stop, pull up, turn a little more, and back up some. I do some small maneuvers on my own, using the mirrors a couple of times. Back up to get as far away from the Honda as you can, and as close to the side of the garage as you can. It's a two-car garage, I'm noting. Go up and back and line up with the space next to the car. Reach out and fold in the mirror so it won't hit the garage. I reach for the rear view. The side mirror, she says. Now back up just enough so the garage door clears the front of the truck, but the truck isn't so far in that we can't open the tailgate in the back. Now, I'm a manly man, and more. I understand right away that something important has been allowed to happen. I've offered the occasional okay, but never said, "Okay, okay." We're in and stopped. "Hey, you can do this," she says. I put my hand on the window lever to raise it. "You can leave it down. We'll have to reach out to push the mirror back when we pull out next time." Another thought. Fully formed. One of these days, we're in bed together. In bed together, naked. I'll be saying, "Sweetheart, talk to me like you talked to me when we parked that truck. Tell me what you want, just like when we parked that truck."